Thank you so much, Donna, and good morning to everyone around the world who is watching the Powerful Dev Conference today. And I hope this information finds you well and happy. As Donna mentioned, my name is Maria Nagaga, and I am the new owner of ASP.NET as of a month ago, and I also own .NET Interactive. And I am so excited to be joined with Scott today. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, thanks for having me.
Yeah, like we've done keynotes in the past where I walk on for 5 minutes and then we go over to the next thing. And today it's a little bit different. So I'm going to be asking you questions about the Power Platform as I learn it as well as a dev. So the questions that we'll have today are really focused on three key areas. One is like an introduction to the Power Platform and, you know, why should developers think be excited about it? The impact it could have on customer solutions and business problems. And, you know, the state of the world today, we can't talk about technology without talking about social value. So are you ready?
I'm ready. This would be great.
All right. So let's go over to the first question. So why should we be talking to coders around the world about the Power Platform? And, you know, why should they care about it?
Yeah, well, you know, I think, you know, one of the things I'd say to begin with is just, you know, I think this is an incredibly exciting time to be a developer and to be in technology. I mean, there's a lot of craziness in the world right now because of COVID and the impact it's having on everyone's lives, which is terrible. You know, I think one thing though that I think there is kind of more consensus around because we have as a world all gone through it is the importance that technology does play in helping us get through it and, you know, how technology is really transforming how we live and certainly how every business functions, you know, and more things are going digital, more things are going online. And, you know, I think organizations are looking for ways that they can create new business processes on the fly in some cases to kind of adapt to the new reality that we're all living in. And, you know, as part of that, the great thing is there's a tremendous amount of opportunity for developers to really, you know, not just work on great tech and have great jobs, but really change the world with the technology and the apps and solutions they build. You know, having said that, there's one thing that hasn't really changed, which is it's still hard to build solutions and the requirements keep going up in terms of what the companies we work for, organizations we work for expect. And, you know, I think one thing that we've tried to do at Microsoft throughout our history, and we started off as a dev tools company with Microsoft Basic in 1975, you know, is to create tools that give developers, you know, more productivity, allow them to have greater impact, and to really achieve more in what they do. And I kind of view the Power Platform as kind of the next big evolution of that, in that it provides developers with tools that enable them to move much, much faster for certain use cases. Whether it's around creating workflows, whether it's creating mobile and web apps that can be integrated into both browsers and mobile app, mobile devices, but also things like Teams, where you're trying to do more real-time collaboration and you're kind of trying to combine apps with video conferencing, with real-time chat and communication. You know, you could write all of that with C++, you could write all that with just raw .NET APIs. But you know, I think what we found is if you can create higher levels of abstraction, we can enable developers to achieve more. And that ultimately enables developers to have even bigger impact. And so I'm super excited by what the Power Platform provides. And I think it's something that every developer, especially every developer that's working within an organization, should definitely learn to use, because I think it will be an important part of the tool set that we're all going to want to leverage.
No, and I really appreciate your answer there, because a huge part of my career at Microsoft is bringing developer experiences closer to people. And that's where like try.NET start, that became .NET Interactive. And when I see Power Platform, I see the power of it just taking it to the next level and how we bridge the gaps between the developers and the people who are in the business operations side or the IT managers. Mm-hmm. And that really leads into like the next part of the conversation, which is like bridging the gap, because we have a concept of where everyone in parts of the company are working together to build an application, and they're all using their different tools. Like the business operator might build like wireframes, right, in things like PowerPoint, and then they give it over to the engineering team, and then there's that disconnect between these two people. And what I begin to think is that when you think about the Power Platform, Azure, and the Visual Studio family, and how they're used in almost every company that we collaborate with, how do we see this new world of fusion devs coming together across all these tools to solve a customer problem?
Yeah, I know it's something that I think we've learned across the years with a lot of the tools that we've come out with, which is productivity is great, and everyone's looking for more productivity. And the best way to create productivity is often to really solve certain use cases incredibly well. But at the same time, you're never, as you create abstraction or as you add productivity, you run into this problem, which is you can create lots of productivity for this use case, but if you stray outside the bounds of that use case, do you fall over and do you run into a wall that doesn't allow you to extend? And so the approach we've taken with the Power Platform is really, how do we provide tools like Power Apps and Power Automate and Power BI and Power Virtual Agent that give you just incredible productivity for a whole bunch of use cases? And at the same time, how do we enable what we call no-cliffs extensibility? Meaning you can bridge it to developers that might be writing in raw C Sharp or Python or Node or C++ and have this continuum where it's not, I'm either going to do it all one way or I'm going to do it all the other way. Instead, it's really this fusion team that we want to enable, which has people from various backgrounds, probably. They'll have professional developers. They'll also have IT managers. They'll have business stakeholders and tools that are designed that you can actually interchange and you can connect them so that code that really should be done in C Sharp or Java, you can write in C Sharp and Java, and code or solutions that don't necessarily even need code and can be done in a low code, no code kind of way, can be done in Power Apps, and you can seamlessly connect those two. And we're really designing Azure and the Power Platform and Visual Studio and .NET amongst our tools to kind of have a seamless integration between them so that, you know, all of these developers can work together and really build these types of solutions. And then I think more broadly then also from a fusion perspective, we're also looking at, you know, really how do we enable teams to integrate not just the ProDev tools and the Power Platform, meaning Visual Studio and Azure and Power Platform, but also how do we integrate that with things like Office 365? How do we integrate that with things like Dynamics 365 and enable you to take advantage of the tools and the applications that are increasingly used throughout organizations and be able to build solutions that integrate as part of them? I feel bad for so a lot of my career, my demos and my thinking for building apps has always started with file new project, yeah. And it's like a blank project. Back when I owned ASP.NET, that I'm very excited that Maria now does owns it. But my first project template was, you know, I think we had like a default.aspx and a global, you know, a web.config in it, and that was it. The reality is that you want to have a blank project and that ability for some set of applications, but an awful lot of business applications don't really need you to recreate how a contact entity should work. It really shouldn't require you to define the notion of a customer object.
Yeah.
Because those things are fairly well known, and 90% of the properties you need are fairly well defined. And if you can take advantage of systems like Outlook or like Teams in the Office case, or take advantage of things like Dynamics 365, which has a very rich customer support and sales automation system. If you can take advantage of those built-in applications and share the data models and be able to build applications on top of it that extend it further, that can give you so much productivity as a developer and really enable you to have much greater business impact into the organization that you're working with. And that ultimately translates into much happier customers, much bigger impact for you, and much bigger career opportunities for you as well. Because as you deliver that impact, it's great. People are going to be calling you more and you're going to be seen as even more valuable more essential to the organizations you work for.
So the Power Platform, like from what you described, you don't necessarily have to have a developer team. Like if you are a small business and you wanted to start an ad campaign, for example, and you had the Power Platform and you had Office 365, M365, you could be incredibly successful. Like you could actually run independently for a decent amount of time, correct?
Yeah, I mean, the beauty about, I think, you know, both Microsoft Cloud in general, but also specifically the Power Platform is, you know, it really resets the bar to entry for businesses to get value or organizations to get value to a very low level. You know, in the past, you know, when 20 years ago, you know, you'd have to buy servers and you'd have to put them somewhere in your facility, and then you'd need to put an operating system on top, and then you'd need to buy Office or a CRM application and install it on top. And, you know, even the point where you first even had a screen show up for your employees was an awful lot of expense and an awful lot of effort just to even get going. And then if you wanted to extend it, the tools to extend the application or build custom workflows around it were difficult. You had to, you know, learn a lot of stuff. And again, you'd have to buy more servers, you'd have to network it, you'd have to patch it, you'd have to take care of the security. Part of the beauty about the cloud is it really democratizes access to that type of technology. You know, you can use it as a SaaS service, which means you don't need to manage the infrastructure, you don't need to manage the patching, you don't need to buy any servers, and you pay by the month or pay by the day, or even in the case of Azure, pay by the minute. So you have ultimate flexibility as how you scale up. And then the beauty about the Power Platform is it's also a SaaS service. And so, you know, you can go to town immediately and start to build solutions that integrate with your Office 365 deployment or your Dynamics 365 deployment, all in a SaaS-based way. You don't have to buy anything in terms of hardware. And you can start to add value very, very quickly. And again, you don't have to even be a developer to get started. All of these things are designed so that you don't even have to write code in order to actually get your first set of solutions running. And so I, you know, I think that's part of the power is, no pun intended, is just the fact that you can, it really, you know, levels the playing field. And for small businesses and for medium-sized businesses that maybe don't have a giant IT department or don't have a lot of professional developers on staff or the time for them to build something completely custom for a year. They need solutions often now to be competitive. You know, this enables them to do that. And at the same time, gives them a platform so that if they do have professional developers or over time, if they want to hire people that are professional developers, they can extend it and do it in a really elegant way and add even more value. But it's one of these things where they can add value every single day and have your organization see that value. And that is really a game changer, I think, for organizations of all sizes, but especially for small, medium businesses that really need to see, you know, impact fast. And I would say, going back to the global situation we're in right now, you know, unfortunately, COVID in particular is having impact on small businesses and medium-sized businesses even more so than, say, some of the larger ones that have, say, the cash reserves to wait out some of the impact. And so, you know, we're hearing from our customers and partners, you know, demands for, you know, I can't open my store, help me get online, or I need to enable curbside pickup quickly, or, you know, I need a new way to connect to my customers because, you know, everything is changing in terms of how they integrate with me. And, you know, that's where I think, again, the power of the Microsoft Cloud and really the no-cliffs extensibility of the Power Platform brings, I think can be a real huge help in terms of enabling these companies and organizations to thrive.
I love that because a big part of when you have low-code experiences, the ones that I've had in the past, once you've outgrown that application, it becomes a throwaway app. It's something that you can never use again. The beauty of the Power Platform is that a non-technical owner, like business owner, gets up and running in a couple of hours. Like I spent last night just experimenting with the bot frameworks and how I could help friends who are going through COVID and have small businesses and need to be able to get them up and running to support their customers, such as giving them order status and all that stuff. And when they do go to people who can help them technically, they're told they're given a huge bill. And during this time, they just can't do that. And the Power Platform really speaks to Microsoft's mission, right? On, you know, how we want to empower everyone and every organization. And, you know, I see the Power App, just as you said, you know, helping small businesses, specifically, you know, small businesses who are in underrepresented communities, right? Who don't have the VC funding or do not have the build, the financial resources to build out these solutions. And has there been anything over this time that you have seen that the Power Platform has done with COVID, either with first responders or helping small businesses?
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's something that, you know, the COVID situation obviously has been incredibly difficult and scary and challenging for the world. So, you know, and, you know, but what we've tried to do both with the products we build, but then also we've actually even had a team at Microsoft that's built solutions with the Power Platform for first responders and for hospitals. And we ship them as Power Platform templates. And so you can actually go to our website today and download them and start using them now, in fact. And, you know, examples of those have been that we've seen deployed in literally thousands of hospitals around the world now. Solutions, for example, tracking face masks and ventilators and, you know, being able to see on a ward level or floor by floor within a hospital, what is the inventory of masks remaining or how many ventilators are in use or in repair? Those are processes that hospitals used to have, but what they told us was, you know, we never had the demand that we're having right now. And so we'd have someone once a day go through all the floors with a clipboard and paper and just track, do we need to order some more? And now it's much more real time and our inventory of masks and ventilators is much lower given the demand. And so we kind of need to know on a minute by minute basis, where do we need to have someone run and get and deliver masks from our central reserve? And, you know, a lot of hospitals came to us and said, can you help? You know, we don't have the developers to build this solution. We need it now. And we had a team that actually helped put together a Power Platform template and an app. And the beauty was you can go in and basically deploy this in minutes. And to your point, have a solution up in hours that actually does this core functionality that they needed. And you know that was hugely successful in terms of enabling organizations to kind of get value today. And then the thing kind of, as you mentioned, which is on the no cliffs extensibility and the, you know, the template's great, but how do you extend it? Yeah. You know, over time, you know, so you solve the media problem, but then people say, gosh, it'd be really great if we could just add this one feature, or if we could just add this one extra property that we track instead of having to have a separate app. And the beauty about the template is you can go into the Power Apps and anyone can go and add a property and or add a validation rule, and it percolates throughout the app. And they don't need to redeploy it. They don't need to retrain their staff. They can just basically publish it, and everyone that has it on their mobile device or has it inside their Teams app just gets an update. Wow. And you know, that was key for enabling these organizations, again, to get immediate value quickly, but then have that flexibility. They can go and they can extend it. And the fact that the Power Platform works with data in such a rich way means that it's not just about building apps to enter data or validate data. It's also not just about apps that do workflows, meaning you take that data and you connect it to other SaaS solutions or other databases or applications in the organization. It's also where you can analyze the data. And so being able to open up Power BI and point to the data model of your Power App means that you can now create data visualizations and charts and actually see the usage. And so that face mask app I just described was great for doing inventory management, but you could also then take a Power BI dashboard, and you can actually then track the inventory in a graphical way, and you could look at utilization, you could see it by ward and by case, etc. And that then allowed business managers to order masks and understand what was actually really happening in terms of utilization. And that, again, ability to kind of look end to end across functionality, data analytics, have non-technical users that, you know, doctors and nurses that, you know, could use it on their phone or use it on a device and didn't have to be widely trained on how to do it. And then, you know, have the back office, if you will, in the hospital be able to use Power BI and look at dashboards to understand what they needed to order. You know, that's kind of the power, no pun intended again, of the Power Platform is the fusion ability to bring all those different stakeholders together, have a real solution, and then have the ability where the hospitals can then have their development teams that know C# or Java or other programming languages start to also extend it and add on additional features that can integrate across the solution. And, you know, I went deep on that for first responders, but you can see the exact same scenario for retail supply chain or for manufacturing floors or for pharmaceutical trials or for financial services. You know, each of those cases, you can take this incredibly powerful offering and apply it, and I think deliver amazing results to the organizations that you work for.
That's amazing. Thank you so much, Scott. And I think, like so many others today, we're just going to go try Power Platform and build new stuff. So thank you for joining us, and back to you, Donna.
Thanks so much for having me.